Wonders of God's love. Welcome to our Christmas Eve Eucharist worship. This is and I'd like to extend a special welcome to all of those who are joining us just for this celebration. We are honored and glad to have you with us. My name is Emily, and I serve the village as pastor. And before we really get into our worship service, I want to offer a word of thanks to all of the people, and there are many, many people who have given very generously of their time and their energy and their creativity to make tonight's worship, this, the walking vigil, the sitting vigil, and tomorrow's worship possible and what they will be. And so we hope that they are meaningful and enjoyable for everyone here. And I have to extend a special word of thank you to Scott, who put all of the bulletin together and rearranged several of the words so that we can say things that hopefully are a little more true. That's one of the ways we talk about language around here. So thank you to Scott for all of his work on that. Let's see, where was I? Tonight, oh yes, what are we celebrating? Tonight we're here to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, whom we profess to be God incarnate. We also celebrate tonight the numerous and mysterious ways that God continues to be born in the world, entering into our lives in the quiet of a winter evening, preparing room for the peace, joy, hope, and light of God's love. The grace of the wonderful Counselor, the love of Almighty God, the everlasting Creator, and the communion of the Ruler of Peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we have been waiting for your presence to break into our midst. Come in this holy night, and from this time on, come in your love through your word to all people. Show us your light, grant us your wisdom, and extend your dominion of boundless peace over all the earth. As you promised through the prophets of old, so let it be among us now. In the name of Emmanuel, God with us, we pray.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest time, as they exult when they are dividing the spoils. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and all the clothing rolled in blood will be burnt, will be food for the flames. For to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and dominion has been laid on this one's shoulders. And this is the name the child has been given: Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Creator, Ruler of Peace. Of the increase of this one's dominion and peace, there will be no end. This one will reign on David's throne and over David's realm, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zealous love of Yahweh Sabaoth will do this. The word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
and from the life-giving Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In case you haven't figured it out, the order of worship tonight is probably not straight out of the LBW, so just kind of go with the flow, and eventually we'll get around to just about everything that you're used to, if you're used to things. And anyway, this is my chance to share a bit of the word with you. And for me, Christmas somehow has never been a time to just write a regular sermon. So I hope that you'll indulge me as I offer a poem to you for as my Christmas gift, perhaps you can say. I invite you to rest into these words and close your eyes if you would like. It is a story that has been shared for thousands of years. It has been shared throughout time, and we enter the story now ourselves. Come and enter the song of adoration. Come and see the light come down. Come, behold, and then somehow in seeing be transformed from night to a brilliant reflection of God's own light. Come and see the child of God, whose feet are bare and all unshod, whose tiny toes are simple and brown, whose birth goes unnoticed in a sleeping town. Come and hear the promise of old, the one whose birth the prophets foretold, the word which spoke through sages then and declares that this is just the right when to come and live with those who stumble, live and walk with those who fumble, wondering how to be made whole in the dark recesses of their soul. What promise is this of wholeness and life? What good news that brings freedom from strife? What form will it take? What will we see? What likeness is born? How can this be? Mary's question is ours in our darkness of doubt. How can light bring the hope to within from without? What can we expect? For what do we wait? We look eager, hoping for something quite great, but all that is coming is something quite small. Something quite small that is meant to heal all. This little small something breaks into the world. A glimmer comes softly behind clouds now unfurled away from the heat of the sun's warming rays, away from the source that brings brighter days. The clouds of our souls recede from the star whose advent means freedom from the oppressor's bar. In the wake of this daybreak, both subtle and calm, undone in the coming of brilliant new dawn, the clouds dissipate as mist in the wind, blown away from our souls until grace enters in. Here comes the word to do wonderful things, to reshape and rename and give hope its new wings, to bring laughter and joy into darkness and cold. This is the work of the promise of old. Coming in from without is what light will do, tearing down walls and creating anew that which is broken or rotten or sad. All that is evil or unjust or bad, these dregs are consumed, renewing what's left, making room for the work that God knows is best. The work of construction from deep, deep within, gently molding and shaping and feeding, and then setting free from the dungeon a new life in light, setting free from its prison what is good, true, and right, setting free from its bondage what's been trapped inside the walls that are built in our vainness and pride. So God comes to us, as God always will, to find us alone on our own little hill, in our safe little place where we feel most secure, while just outside, the world is unsure of how to proceed with living in dread, how to go on without enough bread to feed starving children and strength and resolve to tackle the questions we together must solve. God comes now as light and in myriad forms to reveal what is wrong with establishing norms which are not built on truth or on justice or grace, but on greed and on ignorance that flies in God's face. These questions are hard ones. It's true that this is so. Without answers, we know there'll be no room to grow, so we turn to the one whose promise is bright, the one who knows just how to put things to right. Wonderful counselor, sounds promising, true. Sounds one like one who will know what to do to free all these people who struggle in fear. Counselor, wisdom, God present and here. Almighty creator, ruler of peace, eternal, most powerful, one to release those in prison within their own souls. Let go those who are driven by oppressors' rods. Set free those convicted of crimes not committed. Liberate the enslaved by injustice permitted. The child with these names will be one to behold, this child who was born in the dark, bitter cold. This child is mighty and humble and great and human and lowly. No ruler of state, but a ruler of hearts and of minds and of souls. A builder with purpose to make people whole. This child, this one, this promise of God, this hero, redeemer, God's living word, this it is whose coming we sing. This is the one we extol as our king, as our sovereign, our savior, our helper and friend, our mother, our keeper, the one who defends against hatred and malice and discord and war, the one who speaks peace forevermore. The healer, accepting the wounds of the earth, accepting, embracing, and bringing new birth, bringing to birth the will to release them and fling them away while cleansing, reshaping the potter with clay. This one's birth is the news we declare, news that we honor when we dare to share with those who know not that the promise is here, that God's light and God's hope are eternally near. Come, share in the joy at our Savior's birth. Come witness the goodness of God on the earth. Come see in the faces of family and friends the goodness of God that abounds with no ends. Come worship together the grace God bestows. Come sing with the angels whose brightness still glows among those who shepherd and share the good news, who run from their hillsides, who leave behind pews, to go to the streets that are full of fine souls, who wander in darkness because they don't know that this news is theirs, that is, it is ours. The highest, most holy is here with us in power. Come and see the light come down. Come, behold. And then somehow in seeing, be transformed from night to a brilliant reflection of God's own light. Amen.
Thank you. as I lead the prayers, the response will not be the usual, hear our prayer, but I will say, God with us, and then keep it open to a little town of Bethlehem, and we will sing a verse in response. Rejoicing in God's gift of gentle grace, let us pray for our community, all creation, and the whole world. Wonderful Counselor, you increase our hope as we gather on this holy night to sing of your presence among us. We remember members of this community who are scattered far and wide throughout the world, our friends, our families, some who are in sorrow or pain, all those whose lives have intersected with ours. Bless us all with healing, joy, and your abundant grace. God with us.
Worship that is faithful, to reign to Bethlehem, and see the Son of Mary.
among us in the simple bread and wine of our table. As we gather at this meal, if you prefer to receive grape juice, you may do that by taking one of the individual cups and proceeding to the second pitcher, which will have a ribbon tied around it, and that will contain grape juice. Please know that everyone is welcome at this table, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of age, where you are on your faith journey, what your religious background is. All people are welcome at God's table here. Also, if you would prefer not to receive the elements tonight, but would prefer to receive a blessing instead, simply come forward to the person who is serving the bread with your hands folded rather than open, and they will know to give you a blessing rather than the bread and wine. We will commune at two stations tonight. There are ushers or guides, people at the ends of the rows, in most cases know where they're going, so please follow those people, and hopefully we'll have a minimum of running into each other, which is easy to do in this little room. So just follow the person who looks like they know what they're doing. People who know what you're doing look like you know what you're doing. And, you know, if we mess up, we mess up, and that doesn't matter either. So let us prepare for our celebration feast and join together in the Great Thanksgiving, which is printed in your bulletin. God's light shines from within you.
And also from within you.
Turn to God in hope and joy.
Return our thoughts to God.
Let us give thanks to the God of new life.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good that we should at all times and everywhere offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty God, everlasting Creator, through Christ, the wonderful Counselor, the Ruler of Peace, the light shining in the darkness. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened our eyes to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, Jesus' birth and life among us, Jesus' death and Christ's resurrection, we wait in hope for the blessing which will come with the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your chosen one. We join together now in our table prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us, and you will find that printed in your bulletin. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us. From each one to each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, God of healing, come. For yours is the power and the mercy and the wisdom.
of Christ, broken and given to the world for peace. Come to the feast.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, which we have now received, strengthen us and keep us in God's grace.
Amen.
There is more to our story now, more to the story of God being born. So we continue from the Feast of Celebration to the voices of proclamation. Mary wrapped the babe in swaddling clothes and laid the child in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And oh, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the choir of the watch around about them.
Please take a taper candle and light it from the Christ candle near the door. There will be people out there to assist anyone that needs some assistance. And please, we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High, which is inside the last page of the book, as we go out to the street. You need your song sheet, your candle, your warm clothes, and of course we need all of us. Let us follow the stars.